in the morning. We're continuing with the halachas of Yeshiva Sukkah. So the first night of Sukkot and the second night of Sukkot, a person has a chiyuv to eat in the Sukkah. It's a chiyuv to eat in the Sukkah when it's the night of Sukkot. So a person has to wait till it's definitely nighttime before he eats in the Sukkah. And since a person may not start eating in the Sukkah till then, a person should not make Kiddush before that time. However you calculate Tzeitzah Kechavim, a person should not make Kiddush before that time, and then move on to fulfill the mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah. There's a machlokes Rishonim, what is the amount that a person has to eat to fulfill this mitzvah? We learn out this mitzvah from the night of Pesach, with Gzeirah Shavah, it says the night of the 15th. By Pesach, it says the night of the 15th. By Sukkot, it actually says the 15th, which we learn out from Pesach is the nighttime. So we have this chiyuv. Well, by Pesach, the chiyuv is a kezayis. So by Sukkot, also the chiyuv is a kezayis. Or do we say no, since we said the shear for a chiyuv and a sukkah is larger than a kebeya? We learn out that there's a chiyuv to be in the sukkah and eat in the sukkah. But the amount, we apply the sukkah's rule that it's larger than a kezayis, it's slightly larger than a kebeya. So obviously a person would want to do and should do the amount of slightly larger than a kebeya. What is the time spent the person has to eat this to fulfill the mitzvah? So we know from Pesach that there's a shear known as kedei achilas pras, that a person is supposed to consume the kezayis of matzah in the appropriate time known as kedei achilas pras. How long is kedei achilas pras that a person has to eat his kezayis at the night of Pesach? So this is a much debated topic. The Chassam Sofer says that the most chomer shear, the most stringent shear in this situation is 2 minutes, and the most lenient shear is 9 minutes. Rav Moshe says in the Tshuva that we do not rely on the shear of 9 minutes. He suggests that the shear of 4.5 minutes is the correct time. And he then quotes from the Marcheshes, who makes a calculation that it's 3.75, 3 3/4, so 3 minutes and 45 seconds is the shear that a person should eat his kezayis b'dechilas pras for the night of Pesach. If a person could do it in 2 minutes, that's even better, but that's the shear. Now, when it comes to sukkahs, so how much do we have to eat in that? And that it's the same halacha, you have to eat it in kedei achilas pras. Do you have to eat a kezayis kedei achilas pras, or do you have to eat the kebeya v'oid kedei achilas pras? So Shlomo Zalman is quoted as saying that a person has to eat the kebeya v'oid kedei achilas pras. So this amount that we mentioned before, that slightly large, the slice of rye bread, the middle slice from a 2 pounds loaf of rye bread from the bakery, that middle slice is large. A person wants to eat that amount in the time allotted of a little over 3.5 minutes. The person, when he eats in the sukkah, we said before, has to have the mind in mind, the man yedu derasechem. So a person has to have a mind to fulfill the mitzvah of eating in the sukkah, mitzvah srichos kavanah, he should have a kavanah for that, and he should also have a mind, the man yedu derasechem, that a person should have a mind to fulfill the mitzvah, to remind us that Hashem gave special protection to Klal Yisrael in the midbar. There's multiple questions in regards to what happens if it rains the first night. But in Bezras Hashem, we are at this point in time, we are not predicting rain, so we would like to not talk about those halachas for now, because they're not so relevant. One last point about sleeping in a sukkah. So the halacha says that sleeping in a sukkah, even a shinas haroi, even a small amount of sleep, a person should not do outside of the sukkah. Whereas a chilas haroi is permitted outside of the sukkah, because a person might actually sometimes take a snack or eat something small outside of the sukkah. But when it comes to sleep, a person, does that at home. He would go home, able to take a nap. So a person taking a nap Even a person puts his head down on his arms, we say the halacha is that the person should do that in a sukkah. So in that sense, sleeping in the sukkah is more stringent and more chomer than eating in a sukkah. At this point in time, I'd like to wish everybody a good Yom Tov. We should be zeichet to fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah properly, enjoy our time in the sukkah, and we should be zeichet, Bez Hashem, that with the coming of Mashiach, we'll be in Yerushalayim HaKadosh, and we will refer to the sukkah which Klal Yisrael will sit in with the made of the Orish HaLib Yosem, whatever that means. And we should be zeichet that all of Klal Yisrael will be able to sit together and fulfill the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the great Oris Panim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which will come with Mashiach B'mehera B'meinu. Have a good day.